Apples, Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday 4 o'clock Happier Happy Hour. It rolls on all the way up to Earl Ingram at 5, then Native Roots Radio, and then on Wednesday nights, 7 o'clock, the Up North Podcast with our current guest, Kirk Bankstead, and his crew, Pat Kreitlow and others, Sarah Yakum.
Yakum,
my bad. You know I'm bad with names.
No, it's okay.
I mean, Sarah. She's smart. She's a lawyer.
Yeah. She ran for assembly in Hudson, and because it was gerrymandered, yeah, she didn't win, but she's my executive director now for the Super PAC, and she's a rock star.
As near as I can tell, she also carries you on the podcast.
Everybody carries me on the podcast. Yeah,
I just want to take a note visually for those watching along. We do stream this product, and Kirk's on the live stream, but Kirk, through some weird cheap camera, you've got the Trumpiest orange tone to you, brother.
Really?
I know right you got now? A little sun on your face, but man, you look like an Oompa Loompa or the second coming of
Trump. Dude, you're so right. I'm looking at the computer, and I got to stop blushing. Why am I blushing so much? It's not because I'm looking at you, that's for sure.
Well, mostly I make the girls blush. 844-967-2789. We'll try to sneak in a few calls, but I want to point out, you, as a human being, are allowed to have opinions. And you, as the Minocqua Brewing Company owner, you have your own political opinions and agenda on occasion. Yeah. And then the Super PAC's a separate entity. But you, Kirk, as the Minocqua Brewing Company owner, in your own political, you know, just standing as a man who does a little rabble-rousing, you've endorsed a candidate in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Now, that was Ron Kind's district for a long time. But it got pretty hairy. Derek Van Orden, and he's the January 6th insurrectionist.
Yeah.
They used his campaign cash to go out and act as a domestic terrorist. But anyways, you chose to endorse. Who have you chosen? There are 5 Dems in the race. Who'd you choose?
Deb McGrath.
And why McGrath?
So, and by the way, the Minocqua Brewing Company is not in the business of endorsing people in primary, endorsing Democrats in primaries, not usually. However, this is potentially because if the Republicans' maps get through the Wisconsin Supreme Court, this might be the only purple or swing district in the entire state of Wisconsin, because a lot of Democrats moved from the 3rd district to like the Madison area and the Green Bay area in the last 10 years. And so it's become much more competitive. It even was pretty competitive with Ron Kind 2 years ago, and he was an incumbent. So it's really an important race. And I think there's only one candidate. I mean, Deb McGrath is the daughter of Al Baldus, who was the congressman in that district. And she has served. She's an Army veteran and has been in the CIA, for much of her career. So, I mean, this woman knows how to beat domestic terrorists and international terrorists, and she's running against a domestic terrorist. So I'm like, she's the one, and we got to focus on her because we got to kind of raise money for the one who's actually going to be the candidate.
And she's literally running to face a domestic terrorist in the general election in the 3rd CD. There are other Democratic candidates. Now, I know you've endorsed Deb McGrath, the former CIA agent, but Rebecca Cook, she's got something of a business background. She was on the Wisconsin Economic Development Board. She resigned that position to run for Congress. Brett Knutson, I don't know his resume, Mark Newman, not that Newman, but a different Mark Newman, and Brad Pfaff. Pfaff has the endorsement of Ron Kind, but Brad Pfaff was a congressional staffer to Ron Kind, and Brad, of course, was the ag secretary designee under Tony Evers, who never got confirmed, and then won a special Schilling, when she retired from the state Senate, Brad Pfaff won a special. So he's got a little political background and is probably better known amongst the political insiders from that part of the state. He's, you know, been Tony's appointee, et cetera. Do you worry about wading into a primary? I mean, right now we got some very competitive primaries. I've got some favorites and a favorite in the U.S. Senate race. I'm a little loath to go Yeah. You know, wading in this early.
Yeah, and I'm not going to wade in. I've got my favorites too from many of the other races. This race is in the 3rd district, which the 7th district is where I'm from, is, you know, up north. The 3rd district is basically up north too. It's rural Wisconsin. They're our neighbors. And so to me, this is what I care about. I care about rural Wisconsin. I don't care. You know, everyone's going to fight about Madison and Milwaukee. That's not where I play. I play in rural Wisconsin, and I care about those folks up north and in the parts that the Democratic Party of Wisconsin often, you know, doesn't focus on as much. So this to me is more personal, and I'm leaning in, and I'm probably going to catch a lot of flack for it.
Well, if I don't take at least one or two callers, I'm going to catch a little flack. We're going to the phones at 844-967-2789. Evan, you have been the most patient. Evan from Madison, say hi to my pal Kirk Bangstead.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Hey, man.
So I'm 100% on board with the Devil's Red Ale. We need that one.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
Evan,
yeah.
You tell him if we could just line
sorry,
up
man.
100 callers and each of us commit to buying a barrel of beer, we're in business, Evan.
Hey, I got to be honest with you. I really enjoy the Bernie brew. That's a really good one.
That's one of your most popular.
It is. Bernie and Biden and Kamala are the top three for sure.
Yep, they're all really good. I've had them all. But back to a previous conversation that you guys were having, I just tuned in when you were talking about how, you know, the right always has all these little quips and things for all the minutia of everything to make fun of the left. So I say that the left follows critical race theory, and they follow critical disgrace theory.
You know, that's kind of clever, Evan. I like that one.
I think it tracks.
Buddy, I'm gonna put you down for a maybe. You know, we should go out spitballing over some Minocqua Brewing Company beers and come up with some other ways to insult our friends on the right. You know, I like to do it, you know, sort of as it comes to me naturally, Kirk. But, you know, little preparation's always good in radio. Thank you to my fine guest, Kirk Bangstead. They got the new hard seltzer. It's called Choice, and the choice is yours. Do you want no reproductive rights, or do you want to support Choice by buying the hard seltzer? It'll be available in a store near you in a couple of weeks, but you can buy all the Minocqua Brewing Company products. They are a fine sponsor here of this radio program. Find them at your local liquor store, including Discount Liquor in Waukesha, your finest discount liquor store in the Waukesha region. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget, Earl Ingram is next in Native Roots Radio. And then the Up North Podcast radio show with Kirk Bangstead, Pat Kreitlow, and Sarah Yakum.
Yakum.
Yavol. That's his show. We're done. Thank you, Kirk. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Fancy Brian. Thank you all for listening. Have a great night.
Just remember, what you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
It's over. Nothing matters anymore.
Thank you for your support.